Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. My name is Tim and welcome to this radio show, my friends. Happy Valentine's Day. Today is the day of love and people who are in love. So if you are in love or you would like to be in love, I wish you to find love today, by the end of today, or in the next 78 thousands of years. Yeah, and to the people who are in love, just celebrate that. And because when you're in love and when you like being in love, I think it's a really great feeling. And that's why I play today my favorite love song of all time. I don't think, at least in my world, there's no better love song than this one. That was a song by Bigwig called Mush from their album An Invitation to Tragedy. Bigwig from New Jersey, and this was, for real, my favorite love song of all time. What I have prepared for you today. Today will be a little bit unusual show. Today will be an interview, but a very interesting interview in my opinion. Last weekend, we were lucky to host a show, and by V I mean Vancouver City, to host a show by the band called The Menzingers. They opened for Hot Water Music on Saturday. That was February 9th, if I'm not mistaken. The Menzingers opened, and the Menzingers currently one of my favorite current bands. I really love the band. And I was lucky to get a chance to interview Tom, who is a guitarist and a singer in the band. We did an interview with Tom about half a year ago in July, and really nothing's happened to the band besides that they were awarded the best album of the year by punknews.org website. But that's the only big thing that which happened to the band. So I decided, I still wanted to do the interview, but I decided to take a little bit different angle on the interview. I know that Tom's favorite band of all time is The Clash, the legendary punk and rock band The Clash from UK, and I decided to do the whole interview with Tom about his favorite band. So, and I did it in two parts. The first part, we just discussed his relationship with the band, how he became a fan, few other things. And in the second part of this interview, I found all the albums, all the records by The Clash, and I did a little bit Nardwar style. I was giving him the record and asked Tom to talk about the record, what was his relationship with this record, how he found out about this record by The Clash, what is his favorite song, and he talked a little bit about each record, and then he picked one song, and I will play you those songs. So it will be two parts, first a little bit, a lot of talking, and the second part will be a lot of, again, talking, and a lot of songs by The Clash, and Tom's commentary, if I may call it like that. Anyways, let's start. First of all, let's start with the Menzingers. I want you to give a little taste of their music. They have three full-length albums, and they have a few other releases, but I wanted to play you each song of their each studio album. So just to give you a taste of this band, I'd like to start with their song from their debut album. That's an opening. It's an opening track called Alpha Cup. Fall off a balcony, and in my opinion, you can hear in this song a little bit how the band is influenced by Clash. They not ripping off Clash, definitely not, but you can hear in their guitar sounds how they are how they're fans of the Clash. Okay, let's start. This is the Menzingers, Alpha Kappa, Fall off the Balcony from their debut album, and then we'll hear my interview with Tom about the Clash. But for now, this is the Menzingers. Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia, and today we're doing the interview with Tom of the Menzingers, and he will be talking the whole episode about his favorite band of all time, The Clash. Just to give you a little bit of taste of the band, The Menzingers, I played you three songs from their three studio albums, Respectably. I think this word exists in English language, but I'm sure that I'm not pronouncing it correctly. The last song we heard, it was The Menzingers. That was a song called Good Things, the opening track from their last studio album On The Impossible Past. This album was called the best record of the last year by the punk rock website called punknews.org. Before that, another best album which came out in 2010, and again, punknews.org told that that was the best album in their opinion. That was Chamberlain Waits, and we heard the song I Was Born, and I opened this short block of Menzingers music. There's a song called Alpha Kappa, A Fall Off a Balcony, from their debut studio album, A Lesson in the Abuse of Information Technology. Alright, I think it's a good time to start the listening to the interview. As I said in the first part of the interview, we just discussed Tom's relationship with the band, how he discovered, how he became a fan, and in the second half of the show, we will listen to his commentary on each of the albums by the bands, and we'll listen to a lot of music by The Clash. But for now, let's start with my interview with Tom of the band The Menzingers, where he talks about his favorite band, The Clash. Welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thanks. Brilliant set. Vancouver loves you. Thank you so much.
We love Vancouver, dude.
Today's interview will be all about The Clash, because that's your favorite band.
Favorite band of all time. I think we'll stay that way.
We'll talk a little bit about your relationship to the band, and then we will talk about all the albums and your relationship with each of the albums.
Okay, cool.
Let's start from the very beginning. I know that you discovered The Clash through file sharing program, and the first song you heard was Hitsville UK, right?
Yeah, it was. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, so I was just a young kid, and I only really listened to punk rock, and I saw somebody had The Clash painted on their jacket, and I was just like, wow, this doesn't sound that cool. And it turns out it ended up being one of my favorite songs by them of all time, so that's funny how that works.
After that, you got The London Calling, and it was, as I read, a mind-blowing experience for you. What was so different about this record, as you said, as a punk kid, what was stood out for you?
It was really well produced, and the songs were really good. You know, it's just not a very simple formula for any of them. There's all kinds of other instruments, and each song is a different genre, and and the lyrics were just perfect. It totally just blew my mind.
And, you got into the band, and then you, at some point, you probably discovered they broke up. Mm-hmm. How is it when your favorite band, and how was it when you just discovered when that they broke up?
I knew from the start that they were broken up, yeah.
So how is it being fan of the band that you're never going to see live?
I think it's bad. It sucks. I'll never get to see them. It's awful, you know? But it's also good because it makes it some kind of legendary thing that is so much more intangible to me. Something that is like a legend status.
Most of the songs from London Calling and most of the other albums are written by Joe Strummer, but Mick Jones, he wrote a lot of songs as well.
Yeah.
For you, as a fan of the band and as a songwriter yourself, what do you see as differences between Joe's songs and Mick's songs?
I know that Mick did a lot of the arranging of the songs. So Joe Strummer would write, I guess, a lot of the lyrics and parts like that, and Mick Jones made them what they were. As far as the songs that he sings go, they're a lot. Some of my favorite songs are his songs. They're a little bit more pop-driven, it seems, sometimes. And yeah, I don't know. They're both. It seems like everybody just had so much to do with it. It's kind of hard to even see some differences sometimes.
And I know that your favorite song is Lost in the Supermarket, and like you mentioned, it's just one of those poppy, pop-driven songs.
Totally.
Over the course of the band's career, they kind of stepped away from the straight-up punk rock, and they started playing ska, reggae, funk, pop, all those different
types. Everything.
Why do you think they did this transition from being like basically punk band and then doing this next step, next level stuff?
I think they just started getting better and opening their minds to and making more music. They're just incredible musicians.
Talent
and time. I guess you get older, you start to change.
And what about side projects? They're a little bit different. Again, like it's next level. Do you like them as well?
I haven't really listened to much Big Audio Dynamite, to be honest with you. I know it was Mick Jones' first thing that he had done later. But Joe Strummer and Mescaleros, I absolutely adore that band. Mm-hmm. They're so good.
And speaking of Mescaleras, did you get a chance to watch The Future Is Unwritten?
Yes, I have seen it several times.
And what was the most thing you took away from the movie?
I don't know, just so much more respect for Joe Strummer.
For me, it was that I saw that how his life was up and down all the time.
Yeah.
As a kid, then going down up that clash and can find his band, and then finally.
Yeah, totally.
On your first studio album, A Lesson in the Abuse of Information Technology, you covered the song Straight to Hell, and usually there are two ways of doing a song, a cover.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up as it is, or doing your take. When you had this idea of doing your own version, was it a scary moment that, like, are we actually gonna, you know, pull it off?
Not really. I mean, that was one of the first things that we did together. We were just kind of fucking around. We were just kind of like, yeah, this is fun, let's do it this way. This is, you know, blast. And I think that's just, we really weren't concerned about, you know, it being good or not. We just, at the time, didn't really care. We just wanted to have fun.
It turned out super well.
Thanks, man.
Your take gave it, like, I think for me, gave it a new life to the song.
Well, thanks, man. It's a lot of fun. It's one of the most fun things to play live, for sure. I like it a lot.
We'll be right back. Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. And today we're doing the Clash-focused show with a little bit of the Menzingers. We just heard a song by the Menzingers that was a cover of their song, of the song by the Clash called Straight to Hell from their debut studio album called A Lesson in the Abuse of Information Technology. And this first part of the interview, we talked about this cover, and honestly, I think this is a great way, great cover version of the song. It gives it a little bit different angle on the song, and I love it. Obviously, the song itself, the original version, is genius, but this version is pretty good as well. Okay, well, let's move on now to the interview. In this interview, Tom discussed, basically, it was like he takes the record in his hand, he flips it around, he talks a little bit on his relationship with the record, and then he picks a song, and I will play those songs for you. We'll start in the order of discography. We also will touch on few non-album, not full-length releases, Black Market Clash and Story of Clash, the compilation, but we will do a lot of Clash talking. Okay, let's start. This is Tom from the Menzingers talking about the debut album, the self-titled The Clash. Let's check it out.
Oh yeah, this is the self-titled. This is probably, I think this is the third record I heard of theirs. Love it, man. Yeah, we actually went to the steps on the cover and took our picture there while we were in Camden. That was really cool. Yeah, man, my favorite song on here is probably... Damn, the Police and Thieves cover is so good, but... Career Opportunities, just because of how it was like at the time when I was listening to the record, it was like a really smart punk song, kind of, you know, and it was still snotty and straightforward and goofy and not that, like, I don't know, esoteric's not the right word, not like really... artful, I guess. I don't know. But it's, yeah, it was definitely my favorite song on this record. I think there's so many good ones, though. And you got White Riot, I'm So Bored with the USA. Yeah, dude, such a great, great record. Love it, man. This is also the one that the US and the English version are different. They have different songs.
I believe this one is Canadian.
It was Canadian. Yeah. Shit, I'm throwing a wrench in the lyrics, man. I don't even have any idea.
I think it's like a similar, I'm not sure, but I think it's similar to American version, just the Canadian pricing.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
CBS.
Yeah. So I forget which one have which song and which one, like there's a song missing on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Might have been Remote Control. But yeah, this is awesome, man.
Every job they offer used to keep you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked.
Oi, 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 never knocked. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the world had never knocked. Career,
and I never. Giving Up Rope is the second record that I got by The Clash. This is the one that I probably played the most at the time after getting London Calling. I'm just listening to this over and over and over again. I got a copy of it. My best friend Nick had a copy and I borrowed it. I don't think I ever gave it back. But yeah, I would just listen to this over and over and over again. But I would have to pick Tommy Gunn as my, or Safe European Home, because the way the record starts, that's such a perfect way to start the record out. But Tommy Gunn with the way that the drums just kick in and start the song off is so awesome. And the artwork is really cool on that too. I mean, they made it look kind of like a West Indies reggae artwork.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. This is the best one. This is my favorite. Everything about this, from the picture on the front to the pictures, even the pictures on the back. Just, yeah, and this is the cool, yeah, the way that the lyrics are written out and handwriting is really awesome. I'm gonna see what song should you play off this one. I'd say, Jay, I'll just play Lost in the Supermarket. My favorite one. Yeah, it's my favorite one. And I think this is one of the first vinyls I ever owned, also.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what a great record.
Back home in the suburb, overweight.
canon on the shop to do. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs, I save coupons, packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kids and halls and the pipes in the walls make new noises for company. Long distance callers make long distance calls, and the silence makes me lonely. I'm lost in the supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, guaranteed personality. It's not here, just a mirror. I'm all lost in the supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, guaranteed personality.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe, plugged in on number 3, all the way live and direct on CITR 101.9. UBC represent, connect the dots.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. And if you just tuned in the CITR and you're wondering what the hell is happening here, here's the Rocket from Russia punk rock radio show. And I'm playing the cuts of the interview with Tom of the band The Manzingers. And he is talking about all the albums by his favorite band, The Clash. And he is doing his own commentary on his favorite records. We stopped on the last song we heard. It was Lost in Supermarket from London Calling. Before, we heard Tommy Gunn give them Enough Rope, and before that, Career Opportunities from the self-titled album. Let's move on. The next album we discussed wasn't the actual full-length studio album. It was an EP kind of thing, the Black Market Clash. And yeah, let's hear Stone Opinion on that song, and then let's continue listening to the legendary band, The Clash. So here's Tom from The Manzingers and Black Market Clash. This one is a
Black Market Clash.
Yeah.
This record, I listen to this record so much. This one and Super Black Market Clash are so fucking awesome.
How do you like all the mixes and those different versions?
Are so cool. Especially on Super Black Market Clash, all the extra, you know, dragged out dub songs and stuff. And Capital Radio 2 is so cool. And this one you gotta play Pressure Drop for sure, just because I love the Specials version too. Okay.
Okay.
This Sandinista. I got into this one when I was older and smoking a lot of weed when I was listening to this. Because, I mean, the entire, side 5 and 6 is just, like, wild, crazy stuff. The little kids singing Guns of Brixton on there and stuff. It's pretty intense. But, yeah, this one, you know, it's cool. They really started getting away from the just straight-up punk stuff, even more so than on London Calling. There's, like, all kinds of weird effects and synthesizers and shit on this. This one you got to play, yeah, play Charlie Don't Serve off of this one.
Okay.
I love that song, man. It's so good. It's a funny picture on the front. Love it.
Charlie, don't
This is the comet rock, and that's why it has all the writing on the cover, because all the reversion was destroyed from the library at the station.
That's why it says don't bother for Should I Stay or Should I Go to Rock the Casbah, which is like the two huge hits. This one is an interesting record because of how it's short, much shorter than Sandinista before, which is like a triple album or something. And this is just full of the really popular songs that were played on the radio a lot in the United States. And it starts out so cool. What a great way to start a record off. On this one, I'd say you got to play. What did we just play? Well, that's the last one. We just played Charlie Don't Surf. I'd say play. Play Rock the Casbah just because it's so much fun.
Okay.
What a fun song.
Final studio album?
Yeah, this one I've only heard it through like three times in my entire life. I really didn't really listen to it. I didn't really like it very much.
Yeah, like probably most of the fans.
Yeah. There was a song on it though that was on all of their greatest hits records.
Yeah, the...
Yeah, This Is England.
Yeah, This Is England, yeah.
I'd say play that one.
Obviously, yeah.
We don't have to get too crazy with the rest of the record on that one.
rule, somebody grab her. Her voice spoke so cold, it mass weapon in a palm. This is it, this knife will shed your skin. This is it, this is how we feel. Jacket, but I'm walking all the time. A South Atlantic wind blows ice from a dying creek. I see no glory, and when will we be free? This is it, we can change us to the red. This is it, we can kill you.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That was a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Today we did the focus on the band Clash. I did the interview with Tom of the Menzingers, and he talked about all his favorite songs and albums by the legendary band The Clash. I hope it was relatively interesting for you, and yeah, I had fun playing all those round records and... Yes, this is the end of the sentences. If you like what you heard, you can find out, find the podcast on CITR.ca. You can also check out iTunes to find all the podcasts and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. This is it. Thank you so much. Relentlessly awesome. The awesome Jason is coming up right after this. And to wrap up things, I will finish up with the last piece of Tom's interview. He will talk a little bit about the compilation story of The Clash, which is a double album, kind of like a best of. And he picked a song, and we will wrap up things here on Rocket from Russia with this song he will pick. Anyhow, thank you so much for listening. That was great success. Happy Valentine's Day. A lot of love. If you would like to fall in love, will please do so. If you are in love, enjoy that. It is February and the 14th day of that month. That's why you're supposed to do that. Big success. Thank you so much, my friends. Have a super weekend. And that's the last part of the interview with Tom and the last song by The Clash. Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.
And the final record is the compilation, which came out in 1988.
Oh, cool.
Story of Clash Double Record.
Wow, this is awesome. Damn. That's really cool. I never saw this before. I had the CD version of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I never had the... I never seen the vinyl before. That's really cool. Man, that's neat. Man, what should we play off this? Let's play, Oh, Somebody Got Murdered. Okay, that song. That song's so good. I love it, man. Yeah, you got a really cool, collection of Clash records.
But it's thanks to the radio station, there are a few Mind records, but...
Yeah, cool. That's awesome.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much for great set and the interview.
Yeah, man, it was a great interview. Thank you.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.